Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 925 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week, and we have a great question coming in today from William. All right, now here's today's question from William.
Hey, Pat, this is William with fitnessforbackpain.com. Thank you so much. Week in and week out, you deliver awesome content for free. And you're awesome because you do that, man. So I appreciate it. I know it's helped me a lot. My question is about old content. I've got some content that just drives traffic to my site. It's not a ton, but it drives traffic to my site. What I want to do is I want to go back into those articles and improve them. I'm not talking about like grammatical errors and maybe using bigger words or less complicated words. It's more about the structure of the article, maybe the topics that I cover, or just adding more information. It's because it's not informative enough. I just want to make it better. I'm afraid if I go and do that, and I mess up what I've already put in there, that the traffic that's getting picked up by that article is no longer going to be there. Google is going to re-rank it and either drop it for whatever reason, or it's going to get better. So is there a strategy? What do you suggest about going back and editing old articles? Thanks so much, man. I appreciate, again, your time and efforts that you put into what you do. And thanks for answering my question.
Hey, William, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all your support and kind words as well. I recommend you go back and listen to an episode of the SPI podcast. It's episode 200 with a man named Todd Tressiter. He comes on, actually, the title of the podcast is How Todd Deleted a Third of His Content and Actually Increased His Traffic Threefold. Or it was the headline's much better than what I had just said, but it's essentially that. So he helps people understand how he went through a content audit. And that involves deleting old, irrelevant stuff, but also, like you said, going back and improving older things that are maybe either outdated and need to be updated or can be improved in some way, shape, or form. And that's what I want to talk about here. But I would definitely recommend listening to that one. It is great because here's the thing. Google wants to show the best stuff, right? And when you come out with a blog, like you said, William, like your old stuff gets out of date and that's essentially your first draft, right? You would never publish the first draft of a book, but most of us publish and are okay with the first draft of a blog that's published, right? Because we publish it over a long-term period and we just don't go back. So I'm encouraged, William, that you want to go back and improve. I'm discouraged that you are worried about the traffic when you are looking to improve something. You should never let something like that stop you from improving an experience that a human being can have on your website. And here's the thing that goes along with that. Google wants to show the best stuff, like I said earlier. So if you improve it, there may be a chance that Google will freak out just for a few moments, maybe a day or even a week, and drop the rankings for a little bit. That is not atypical. But what is typical is that if you improve the content, you will see improved rankings. So potentially you're not even showing it to as many people as it can be found or that can find it because you're not improving it because you're scared. So improve it, make it better. I would also link it to more relevant or updated pieces of content that you have as well. The structure is important. The metadata included with it too, plus the subtopics and subheadlines that are put in it. If you structure it and it's better for humans, it's going to be better for Google eventually. So that's the approach I would take. I wouldn't worry about dropping rankings if you are improving the experience that people have, right? Does that, like, I think now that you hear this, it's like, wow, it's kind of silly of me not to update it because I'm worried about what a Google spider will think of it when they crawl through it. But what about the people and the humans on the other end who are going to find that eventually, or who maybe aren't finding it because you're not actually updating it? Maybe you're missing out on higher rankings. So it could go both ways, obviously. But if you write for humans, eventually Google will catch up. That's a quote from Neil Patel, and that's what I would recommend. So William, go out there, improve those articles. Also listen to episode 200 to learn how else you can improve what it is that you've created over time, and you can experience higher rankings and more traffic. So, William, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by Harper Lee. Before I can live with other folks, I've got to live with myself. The one thing that doesn't abide by majority rule is the person's conscience. Boom. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.